Dr. Pinsky with a male IME on Virginia. Slavinskian, S-L-A-V-I-N-S-K-I-E-N-E. Virginia Slavinskian is a 72-year-old woman who reports she was injured while working on 9-6-19. Appeared she was lifting a heavy resident at a nursing and rehabilitation center. Appeared she was on the Alzheimer's unit. Appeared as a result, she believes she injured her right shoulder and went to urgent care the same day. Appeared further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a rotator cuff tear and muscle tear, before she underwent surgery on 12-11-19. Appeared at this point, she is all kinds of medicine for shoulder pain. Appears she had physical therapy through July 2020. Appears she denies any prior injuries or problems with the right shoulder. Appears underline this. This will be proven inaccurate shortly. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. Insert the summary, new paragraph, and underline this. It is noteworthy that when seen by orthopedics on 2/11/19, she came in for shoulder pain anteriorly on the right. Appeared it began 6 months earlier in August 2018 with no acute traumatic event and was a gradual onset. Period. She had associated neck pain. Period. She scratched that. This was only shortly before the subject event. Period. 10/13/14 at Cape Regional Physicians Associates. It was noted she had gone to urgent care for a right shoulder injury, but no further details were provided. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she traveled from Florida to come to the evaluation. Period. Extremities upper, there were heel portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling after a few hour effusions. Period. Right shoulder motion was full in all independent planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was at the low normal level of T10. Period. Motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing for was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Appeared there was tenderness palpation about the lateral right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Appeared shoulder maneuvers near impingement maneuver elicited tenderness, but had full range of motion. Appeared this maneuver was entirely negative on the left. Appeared the rest of that is normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal impressions. On 9/6/19, Virginia Slavinskian injured her right shoulder at work, lifting an Alzheimer's patient. Period. She went to urgent care. Period. She had an MRI on 10/8/19 to be inserted. Period. She participated in physical therapy. Period. Dr. Bernardini eventually performed arthroscopy on 12/11/19 to be inserted here. Period. She had therapy postoperatively. Period. As of 6/16/20, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, notwithstanding her denials, it is evident Ms. Slavinskian had prior right shoulder problems as documented in 2014 and then again in 2019. Period. The latter was only shortly before the subject event. Period. Unfortunately, she suffers from a host of internal medicine type problems for which she has sought frequent medical attention. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the right shoulder. Period. There was tenderness laterally at the right shoulder. Period. Near impingement maneuver will be inserted here as noted above. Period. Other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Paired new paragraph, this case represents 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And that is the end.